A word for you from Psalm 51 verses 2 and 7. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. David is suddenly illuminated by God's own light regarding his sin. Before that, he just went from deception to deception, bluffing himself and trying to bluff the whole nation of Israel, despite the wickedness that David had fallen into. And now in verse 1, he pleads for mercy, according to God's own nature. He realizes nothing else will help him. He needs God himself now to forgive. And notice that he has a sense of being defiled. This is the first step of true repentance, conviction of sin, which causes the need, the desperate need, to be washed. And notice the vocabulary he uses here, inspired by God the Holy Spirit. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. He realized that he was utterly defiled. Every part of him was so dirty that he needed to be bathed by God himself. Washed, not just with soap, but it says with hyssop. He's referring here to the blood, the redemption, all the rituals that were symbolic that God would use in the Old Testament at David's time, that he knew symbolized God's own cleansing power. Now, David spoke on that side of the cross, not having seen it fully, although he had little insights. But we now have the full insight, according to God's word. Jesus then shed his own blood. That is the real hyssop. That is the way to truly be clean. And then alone we can be washed whiter than snow. David wasn't cleansed by hyssop. He wasn't cleansed by any Old Testament ritual. God was still looking forward to the cross. Even though David was in BC and we are in AD, but God still forgave him according to the cross. Wena usuwafika yini esiphambanweni na? Have you come to the cross?